And you also mentioned checkpoint inhibitors, and I guess it's pembrolizumab and nivolumab that are approved, I think both of them in Hodgkin lymphoma.
That's right.
So, in what situations do you use these agents, and how do you choose between the two?
So, we use them in patients who have recurred after autologous stem cell transplant, usually who have also had prior brentuximab, vedotin. We also will use it in patients who have relapsed disease where we cannot achieve a complete remission to get a patient to autologous transplant. We use checkpoint inhibitors. And, the biology is really fascinating in that the Reed-Sternberg cell has extra copies of chromosome 9p that encodes for the two proteins, PD-L1 and PD-L2, that are the targets of this drug. So it really is the poster child for checkpoint inhibitors. And, honestly, I usually pick pembrolizumab just because of the schedule. It's once every 3 weeks as opposed to once every 2 weeks with nivolumab.
So, what do you see in terms of efficacy when you do use this therapy?
It is quite effective. 65% to 70% of patients will have remissions that are, by the definitions of shrinkage, though a lot of the patients will not have complete disappearance of their disease. Usually we're following these patients by PET scan. And it's hard to know what is inflammatory and what is really true disease. And, I think we often sit tight in these patients as long as they're not progressing and try to ride it out and see how long we can. I have patients who've been on these drugs for more than 3 years without any evidence of progression.
So, a couple of more final questions or issues. We were talking about brentuximab vedotin and Hodgkin lymphoma. What about B vedotin in other lymphomas, T cell lymphomas, and other B cell lymphomas?
So it's indicated in anaplastic large cell lymphoma where it is a very active drug. And you can see I've seen some remarkably rapid responses to the drug, has even higher response rate than in Hodgkin's at like 85%. Those are fairly rare patients, but it is very active. It can be active in angioimmunoblastic T cell lymphoma, which is sometimes CD30 positive. In the other T cell lymphomas, it's a little bit less predictable.